Everybody, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Dynamite Central. I hope all of you are doing well. It has been a little while since you had an episode, and I realize it's not as long as in between the last few episodes, but, you know, it's been a little while. So, I'm back. Let's talk about some Dynamite Entertainment stuff. So, currently, if you're not aware, and you should be if you're following me on Twitter, is that there is currently a Red Sonja Humble Bundle that is available. I am not 100% sure when it will go away, but despite not knowing when it will go away, well, actually, because you don't know when it's going to go away, it means you need to act right now. So if you, like I said, if you follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, I've been tweeting about it. Definitely if you're following Dynamite Entertainment on there, they've been, you know, talking about it, sharing the link and stuff like that. Basically what it is a giant Red Sonja bundle. It is insane how much stuff you can get. So if you're not aware of what this is you go to Humble Bundle. I'm going to totally jack that up at some point during this. So let's just get going and see what happens. You go to their website. There will be a link in the show notes if you want to check it out. Again, come by Dynamite's Twitter for sure, and you'll see a link for it. And if you can't find it anywhere amongst those things, you can just tweet me and I'll send you a link as well. So I'm trying to help you out. So what this is you can get DRM-free PDFs. I think it's PDFs. But you get electron or digital copies of a bunch of Red Sonja stuff. So you can get various tiers. Actually, while I'm saying this, I wish I was a little more prepared for that. I don't know why I didn't try and do it before now, but I'm going to go ahead and go to the website, thehumblebundle.com. You can go there. It's probably the easiest thing and look for the Red Sonja one. So so basically what it is, they've teamed up with Dynamite Entertainment to create this thing. And it's basically $349 worth of awesome stuff. You can pay a dollar or more. You get DRM free stuff, multi formats, and what you want to get. So, currently there's almost 3,500 bundles sold. So that's great. It also, you know, if you're unaware, the money that you spend is also, helps support the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund. Which is awesome, and that should be, you know, a primary reason why you do it. But you're donating money and you're getting some cool books. So you can pay a dollar or more, and basically what you'll get is Red Sonja and Dulce Doom number one. You'll get the full trade for Savage Red Sonja, the Queen of the Frozen Wastes. That's a Frank Cho book. You also get Red Sonja Unchained, and you get Red Sonja Wrath of the Gods. And I think the last three of those are trades. I don't buy a lot of trades. I buy all the single issues, so I'm trying to remember. But these are even old. These are, I say older books, but these are still some really, really good stuff. That the Queen of the Frozen Waste is great. A big fan of that one. If you pay $8 or more, so let's say you feel like you can go without two comic books this week, and so you get the books I just talked about, and then you also will get Red Sonja the Falcon Throne, which is volume three of Red Sonja. As you know, Dynamite has published many volumes of Red Sonja up to this point. You also get Red Sonja Worlds Away, which is the Zero issue. That's from Red Sonja Volume 4. You get the Red Sonja She-Devil with a Sword Volume 1. It's the very first trade paperback of Red Sonja. You get Red Sonja the Black Tower. You get Vulture Circle. You also get the first three volumes of Adventures of Red Sonja. This is classic Red Sonja stuff. I actually have those trades. You also get Red Sonja Revenge of the Gods. That's a trade paperback. You can get another Red Sonja Zero. This is from the Gail Simone run of the series. And you also get Volume 1 of Gail Simone's run, which the storyline is Queen of the Plagues. So you get a trade paperback of that. So that's pretty awesome. So that's already a ton of stuff. And so if you're a Red Sonja fan or trying to get into Red Sonja, just not sure what to read, you're currently reading the current series. And if you are, congratulations. That's an amazing series. And you're, if you just, I don't know where to start to pick up the old stuff, where do I go? This is a perfect opportunity. You can pick up any of this stuff. Like I said, for a dollar, you get a couple trades and an issue. For $8, you get those and you get more trades and stuff. If you're willing to pay $15, keeping in mind that you're getting, you're donating also money to Comic Book Legal Defense Fund, you get on top of that, you get at the $15 level or more, you get a Humble Bundle exclusive, which is a new Red Sonja issue called Petitioning the Queen, which is written by the by Mark Russell, who's currently writing the current series. This ties into what he's got going on in his current run on the series. So you get an exclusive there, which is great. You then get the Queen Sonja Volume 1 trade paperback. If you didn't know that there was a Queen Sonja series, it was great. And I don't just say that because I like using the word great a lot. It was really good. I really feel that a lot of people should be checking that series out. Just the whole volume, because I don't think enough people were checking it out. But it was really, really good when it was coming out. It still was really, really good. And it's not coming out anymore. But you can't pick up the trades. So you can get that trade paperback. You also get Volume 1 and 2 of Amy Chu's run on the book, which is from the Volume 4, which is called Red Sonja Worlds Away. If you didn't read that, that was Red Sonja coming into present times and the adventures of that. It is a little more, if you're reading the current series and haven't read that, it's a little, I don't say wackier, but it is a much different feel than the current series. It's not slapstick comedy or anything like that. It's really good. It's tons and tons of action and stuff like that. But definitely, you just imagine taking Red Sonja, putting her in modern day, and just kind of letting her run. Amy Chu wrote an amazing run on that volume, and I really highly recommend checking out that volume as well. You also get the Red Sonja Holiday Special. You get Red Sonja and the Ballad of the Red Goddess. You get Red Sonja She-Devil with a Sword, Volume 2 and 3. This is the first volume of the series. You also get the first two issues of Red Sonja and Vampirella Meet Betty and Veronica. I think I talked about this in the last episode. If I didn't, I just will go ahead and put it out there. The concept of it is really interesting. I say interesting. When I first heard about it, I was like, huh, well, that's a thing. Not sure how that'll work out. And picked up the first issue sort of in a cautious anticipation. I think that's a good way of describing it. So I kind of picked it up going, all right, I like these characters, and I'm not sure how you're going to put it all together, but I had faith in the creative team. Amy Chu wrote this as well. Goodness, blanking. I forgot her first name, but Sanipo, is that how I'm totally butchering your name, and I apologize, but let's move forward. Amazing artwork. Amazing, amazing artwork. It worked out extremely well. So well that it was a mini series to start off with, and now they're going to make it, I think there's a second mini series, or at least a second storyline, so we'll get more of that once this current, I think it's five or six issues ends, and then we'll get a break. I think November is a break. And then we'll get sort of the next story arc afterward. So anyway, you get the first two issues of that. Good stuff. You also get the Red Sonja Tarzan trade paperback. That is Gail Simone and Walter Giovanni. You then get the Further Adventures of Red Sonja Volume 1. Again, a classic Red Sonja series, which is great. And then you get Red Sonja Birth of the She-Devil, number one. That is a current miniseries that is out right now. The fourth issue, I think, is coming out next week. Say that questioning. We'll get to what's coming out next week in a little while in the episode. I think it's next week. Yes. And then you get, if you're not reading the current series, here's a great opportunity, because at the $15 level, you get all of those trade paperbacks and single issues and double, first and second issues and all this other stuff. But then you also get the first five issues of the current Red Sonja series that Mark Russell and Miroslav Kolak are currently doing. That's great. So let's just say $15, you're like, hey, what else can I get? Is there anything else I can get? There is an $18 level, only $3 more than that. So it's a little bit ridiculous if you only want to pay the $15 and not just pay the extra $3, let's just say. But for $18 or more, you also unlock the Frank Thorne's Red Sonja Art Edition. That is amazing. That thing is freaking great. I really feel it's great. I've seen a lot of that of Frank Thorne's work on Red Sonja. I've seen preview pages of this art edition. I've not actually seen the actual, the completed edition, but based on what I've seen, why wouldn't it be awesome? So there's that. So you get all of that stuff. And again, it's supporting two charities. It's the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund, which I had already said, and then the National Coalition Against Censorship. So you can learn about more of that, both those charities, by going to Humble Bundle's website, humblebundle.com. You can find out all that cool stuff, and you can get an opportunity of checking out all this stuff. And while I'm here, I'm going to look, and it says you have 5 days until all of this is over. So this episode is currently being recorded on September 13th, so you have until the 18th, which is the middle of next week. Don't wait if you haven't already jumped on this. I actually have been putting it off, not because I was trying to wait till the last second or anything like that. I just hadn't been on the laptop in a while, so I will be picking this up right after I finish recording this episode. I could do it while I'm recording the episode, but I don't think I can do that many things at once. So there's that. That's the biggest thing I want to talk about. If you've not been checking out any of that, you get some great books for $20. Let's just say $20. You can just spend $20. Not a big deal. You spend $20, you get all of those amazing books, and you get to support these two charities. That is amazing. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, and Humble Bundle and Dynamite do this kind of stuff from time to time. So I'll definitely remind you, like I said, follow Dynamite on Twitter for sure. They'll let you know. And also follow me if you want to, because I'll be retweeting it and talking about it as well. So there you go. All right. So tons of books have come out since the last we talked. But I don't want to go back so far and talk about just every little thing. I'm going to talk about, stuff that came out this week, big book that came out last week, and then let you know what's coming on in the next week or so. So I've got 5 books I want to talk about. You will notice a trend in the books. They're all either Red Sonja or Vampirella or first issues. So I think it's a big thing that we need to talk about first issues and things like that, because probably the best thing, if you've not been checking out all of these new series that Dynamite's got going on, here's an opportunity. You can check it out. I'm not going to spoil anything. This is not a spoiler show or anything of that nature. I kind of give you a little bit of my impression of the book. I'm not going to give you a play-by-play. This is not what this podcast does. If you want to check it out, I give you sort of my feelings, my recommendations. I am by no stretch any kind of talented reviewer or anything of that nature, but I'm definitely not going to give you any spoilers or anything like that. So I think the biggest one that we need to talk about, it came out last week, and if I can flip over to it on my computer here, because I don't have all my hard copies in front of me. So here we go. Vampirella, Red Sonja number one. This book came out last week. So I've been pretty excited about this since it got announced. I'm a big Red Sonja fan from the Dynamite run of it, run with the character. I have collected, goodness, everything. I'm sure there's something I've missed. There was a stretch of time where I wasn't buying many comics just in general, so I'm sure I missed out some stuff and everything. I have also a trend you'll notice with me is I've sold most of my collection over the last year or two, and so I'm kind of restarting my Red Sonja collection, and I'm definitely going to be not only picking up all the new Red Sonja stuff when she's crossing over with Vampirella, as well as, you know, I'm still, obviously, a lot of the newer stuff I still have, but I'm definitely going to be going back and picking up a lot of the older stuff. I'm not sure if I'm going to go with trades or not, because I have a lot of Red Sonja trades as well. I do like the single issues. I do, you know, I do like the variant covers, if you know me very well. I have said many, many, many times that I am over... I'm over variant covers, but at the same time, I'm also a collector. I've really sort of cut back on the number of books that I buy these days, and really kind of going into the collecting aspect, and also buying and selling stuff. Not as a flipping thing. Anyway, I don't need to explain. This is not what this podcast is about, trying to explain all that stuff. So, but yeah, so when Vampirella and Red Sonja number one was first announced, I was super excited about it. Then got announced that Jordi Belair was going to be writing it, so that made me really interested. And then Drew Moss was announced to be the artist on board with Rebecca Lealty and Becca Carey. And I was like, all right, you got me. Super solid, super solid creative team on this series. So, and then you've got, and I am not going to do this. I'm not going to go through every variant cover that there is. The artist, there is a gazillion of them. There's probably like five or six like main like Dynamite release covers. Well, I say main, like an A through E cover, and then there's obviously the logo-less covers that are, you know, I think they call them their virgin covers. So there's obviously those, and there's some black and white ones, and there's red line ones, and all those other sort of variants on the ones that Dynamite solely has control over and releases. But then there's an enormous amount of store variants, which is really cool. It really bugs the snot out of me as a collector that I'm not able to go back and pick up all of those books. I would just go broke trying to get all of the store variants. I will not lie. The thought has seriously crossed my mind to just see if I could get all of the variants for the first issue of this series. Not for any of the other series, but just for this particular series to try and do that. I think I waited too long. I have not looked to see if some of these are sold out and things like that, because I just don't want to. I don't want to tempt myself, because I know once I kind of start down that road, it's going to get nuts, and you know, nobody wants any of that. So I've kind of left it alone, but who knows, you know, a couple years from now, I might see a batch of them, you know, at a shop or at a con or something like that, and go, yeah, sure, we'll buy those. So I'm never saying never, but right now it's like, oh, I'm trying to be really, really cautious, you know, whatever. So, but let's talk about the book itself. So, this first issue was, you know, it's one of those things. It's trying to figure out how you're going to bring these two characters together and work. I mean, you could easily have time travel and all this. You know, you can have, an evil sorcerer from Red Sonja's time. And then you can have some weird thing that goes on with Vampirella. You know, yeah, there's all sorts of possibilities. And this first issue does not go into that, which I think is good. I think you don't need any of that in your first issue. I think for me personally, a first issue sort of needs to set the stage of the time period or the town, or, you know, some sort of setting of where these characters are going to be, and introducing some of the key players. this issue does all of that. It sets up very nicely. The art in it is beautiful. It is a nice pace to it. It is primarily focused on Vampirella and getting her into the situation, you know, for lack of a better term. Getting her to the scene, getting her involved, and then Red Sonja kind of comes into that as the issue gets toward the end. So we get a nice little cliffhanger at the end of this issue, and then we'll hopefully dive into a little more of that. I don't mind series being sort of a slower pace. This issue is not a slow pace. There's a lot that goes on in the first two thirds of this book. A lot of scene changing, a lot of time is being moved through. There is a really strong narrative that's being developed as far as what the story is. Again, the next issue, everything could flip. This is all sort of a setup just to kind of get things rolling. I don't know. That's kind of the cool thing about it, not knowing. And so I'm pretty excited about checking out the next issue. Like I said, I've not read a lot of Jordi Belair's stuff in the past. I don't know how much she has written in the past. But at the same time, as a creator, as an artist, I know there's talent there. It's obvious. Everyone, it's obvious. So, but Drew Moss is an artist that I've not checked out a bunch of stuff. I backed his. He has a Kickstarter a couple months ago that I backed that he is working on. That just sort of going to, like, I know who he is, but not really sort of exposed to a lot of his work that I was consciously aware of. And so checking out his Kickstarter, I really liked what I was seeing. Saw some sketches that he was doing and some, you know, commissions and things like that. You know, as of, you know, the Kickstarter's being worked on and everything. And so seeing that he was going to be working on this book as well, I was like, oh, this is perfect. This is exactly what I wanted. I wanted to see a series to see how he worked. Him not being the writer and stuff like that. So it's really good. I really have enjoyed it. So if you've not checked out this first issue, give it a shot. I think it's a great opportunity to get into a book that has both of these characters in it. I think if you've not really been, you've not read their stuff in the past, read any of their stories, I think this is a great opportunity to do that. And I think you should jump on it. So there you go. So Vampirella Red Sonja number 1 came out last week, which was the September 4th, I think so. Its cover price is $4, so most of their books are $4 unless you're diving into those crazy variant covers and stuff like that. So this week, which is new releases on September 11th, really it's two books. It really is just two books. There's some variant covers that did come out for a couple other books, like Death Defying Devil and Vampirella number 2. But this is, you're really just getting the two books, which is interesting. You're getting Chastity number 1, which is if you're aware of Chastity from Chaos. So you get that, which is cool. And then you get the 8th issue of Red Sonja. So let's dive into a little bit. I have read the 8th issue of Red Sonja. I've not, and I apologize, I'm poorly prepared for this. I have flipped through Chastity number 1, but I have not read it yet. I just hadn't had the opportunity to, but I wanted to get this episode recorded and out. But Red Sonja number 8 is sort of, it's just building on what's happened before. Sonja is looking for allies and you know, it's just this is one of those issues that's a little heartbreaking because there's definitely some, obviously with the prince coming after and everything, there's obviously evil following her, but at the same time there's just some jacked up things happening to her, and not only to her, but to her people and everything. And so It is a heartbreaking end to this issue. You're sort of left to assume a couple things, which is fine. I'm fine with that. But it is sort of a turn on something that had happened in the end of last issue, that the prince was trying to figure out why Sonya did what she did. And sort of this is, I guess, kind of a play on that at the end of this issue. But again, Mark Russell it's hard to say anything. I feel like I'm well underqualified to critique his work, other than as a fan saying that it is very enjoyable. He has put together a Red Sonja, not only a character or characterization, but a world in which that character lives that I haven't seen this series or this character live in a while. I think there's been a lot of, like I said, the last volume was really entertaining, and it was high action, and it just felt fun, and all there, which is, you need that. I think that I don't want anyone ever to think that because a book is fun and energetic and action packed and all this, that it's not worth checking out. It totally is, and I had a great time reading it. This has definitely taken that character and taking it in a different direction, which is fine. And that's why they do multiple volumes, because when you bring in a new writer or new creative team, you know, their direction on that character could be drastically different from the previous. And I think there needs to be that opportunity that these volumes can be put together and collected together, and people can just say, you know, here's Red Sonja at, you know, hyperactive and you know, very vibrant, you know, artwork and coloring and all this other stuff. But then, you know, here's another view of that character in sort of monotone coloring and very somewhat realistic art style and very, you know, serious and tone and weight to actions and consequences and responsibility that is just not found in, you know, that I guess you could kind of look at, you know, Choose Run as sort of the summer blockbuster kind of action movie, and this current volume of Red Sonja with Mark Russell writing it is sort of a it's sort of that Scorsese kind of deep drama kind of movie, and it's both are two totally different and works well with the character, which sort of shows the diversity, the flexibility of Red Sonja's character and the world that she's in, that you can have those two just contrasting views of that character, and they both work really, really well. So good stuff. I do highly recommend this volume if you've not been checking it out. And then you get, you know, really beautiful art throughout the issue done by Bob Q. So that's really, that's hard to say no to. So if you saw Mark Russell and Q doing their work on Lone Ranger, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, but great issue. I really think you could pick up this issue not having read the previous stuff. I think there's enough in it it doesn't really set up all of the backstory, but it does give you do know where Red Sonja is and where she and what she's looking for. But I don't think some of the weight of it is quite there. If you'd read this as the only issue, I think maybe going back and reading maybe issue 7 would help you as well. So, but either way, good stuff all around. And like I said, Chastity number 1 is out this week as well. It is part of, she's part of the Chaos character line that Dynamite has now. And we've not seen a bunch of the Chaos stuff lately. And so I'm kind of curious if this is going to be bringing in more of those characters or what. So I think Chastity is a miniseries. I'm not 100% sure. Because sometimes it's a little hard to tell with some Dynamite books if they are miniseries. Or maxi series, you know, meaning like 12 issues or something like that. I don't know for sure. So this is written by Leah Williams. It's art by Daniel Mayne. It is, like I said, I've not had an opportunity to read everything. Oh, excuse me. It's colors by Brian Valenza. Letter by Carlos Mangola. Mangola? Okay, we'll go with that. Golly, man, I need to work on this stuff. And like I said, the flipping through it, the art looks great. There's a style to this that I was trying to place. Mayne is just, he's got a great clean style that I really, really like. And it's not aping on anyone else. It's got a style that reminded me of somebody else, and I can't place who it is. And it bugged me flipping through it, going, I know I've seen his art somewhere else and just didn't realize it, or his style reminds me of someone, and I just can't think. Anyway, I'm an idiot. So either way. But I will be checking out this book in the next couple days, reading it so I can get ready for the second issue. It just looks fun. It looks like it's got vampires in it, so that's gonna be fun. So I don't know much about Chastity as a character. I don't know if this has got anything tied into, you know, previous appearances through Chaos books and even some of the Dynamite stuff. That they've done with the Chaos characters, I don't know for sure. So we'll see, and so if you've checked out Chastity, before I do, tweet me and let me know what you think, I'm definitely curious about it. So next week we've got let's see what we've got coming out next week. Next week is a metric ton of books based off of comiclist.com's look at next week. So let's quickly kind of go through some of this. So we've got more Boys Omnibus. We got the fourth volume of that, both the photo cover and the Derek Robertson book for our cover for that, which is cool. If you've not been, I haven't checked out the TV series. And I don't know why, just I always blame time, but that's not really even the thing. It's just I need to sit down and do it. But I'm a big fan of the Boys series, the comic series. Read it from the first issue to the last issue and definitely enjoyed it. Definitely was disturbed by it at times, but definitely enjoyed it. And so the fourth volume of that is coming out next week. If you've not had an opportunity to check that out. I think all of these volumes that they've had come out are well worth picking up. If you've never read this series, I think it's a great way to check it out. So we also get Brandon's Sanderson's White Sands Volume 3 hardcover coming out, which is great. We've get Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, issue number 9. There's about 11 covers for that, but some of those is probably, we'll say there's 5 primary covers, and then you get the Virgin covers and the black and white versions and things like that. So you've got that. Well, let's see. There's 3 main covers. There's a photo cover, and then there's a 5th cover that I don't have a link to see what it looks like. So, but yeah, there's a lot of variant covers. And then you get James Bond 007, that ongoing series. So that's coming out. That's great. If I'm behind on James Bond, I need to get caught up. I'm about 3 or 4 issues behind. So I have no idea what that sound was. I apologize. But I'm a little bit behind on that. I need to get caught up. Then we get the fifth and last issue of Kiss the End. I actually decided to, after reading the first issue, knowing this was a 5-issue miniseries, I was going to hold off until we got to the end of the miniseries, and I was just going to sit down and read it all at once. So I think that'll probably be the way I do that. So, and then we also get Red Sonja, Birth of the She-Devil, number 4 of 4. It's the 4th issue of the last issue of that miniseries. That one I did as well, like I did with Kiss. I decided, I really, really enjoyed the first issue. I thought it was really well done. And then the art in it is gorgeous. But I think when I know for sure, or I think as I kind of my time for reading kind of, you know, contracts and expands, and sometimes I have a lot of time to read and sometimes I don't. I think with miniseries, I know that there's a hard end to it, you know, that it is a 4-issue or a 6-issue miniseries or something like that. I read the first issue to check it out, see if it's something I'm interested in, and if it is, go ahead and grab the rest of the issues, and then just, you know, once that last issue comes out, sit down and read it all. So the 4th issue of that comes out next week. And then we get, there's a lot of variant covers and more variant covers and more variant covers of various books that have already come out. But then we get Vampirella number 3. That is the current series that Christopher Priest is working on. That is a cool series. I had no idea what to expect from it. I'm still not sure I even know what to expect from it. But I do know that it has read extremely well, and it looks great, and I think I read that he's on this for 12 issues at least. So I don't know if that means the story arc goes for 12 issues or his story that he wants to tell takes 12 issues, and this might be broken up. I have no idea. I don't care. I think it's fine the way it is. And however that he wants to write it, for as long as he wants to write it, I'm on board. I think it's great. So I really do think, if you've not been checking out this series, we're only three. This is 3 issues. You got 2 issues you can go pick up before next week and then go out and get a 3rd issue. There's a great, beautiful J. Scott Campbell cover. That's the cover A for next week. I'm sure you've seen the preview art. It's J. Scott Campbell. It's, what else do you think it is but amazing? And then there's a ton of other covers. There's probably, oh gosh, I don't even want to try and count. There's so many. I'm like looking at my list like, I'm overwhelmed already. This is why I can't collect variant covers anymore. Dynamite has purposely and maliciously destroyed any opportunity for me to buy all the variant covers. There was a time I was doing really, really well. Really, really well. And I apparently had more expendable cash. Maybe that's it. Or maybe they just weren't printing out as many variant covers. One of the two. But I was keeping up. I can't keep up anymore. So, and it's, oh gosh, the collector in me is like, oh man, this stuff is so amazing. And I just can't. I can't buy it all. It's just not going to happen. So, and then the week rounds out with Xena Princess Warrior number 6. Confession, I think I did this last episode. I am not a Xena fan at all. It's a book that I flipped through and I'm like, I need to read this just to read it to, you know, it's one of those things. It's I say I'm not a fan, but then I've read very little Xena comics, and I'm really curious if I dive into it, you know, even if it's just these first 6 issues, what if I'd enjoy it or not. So we shall see. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll read the 6 issues. We'll see what happens, and I'll report back at some point when I get all 6 issues done. Sounds good? I think so. So that's it. That's coming out for next week. So it's a lot of good stuff. I was going to talk about the 3rd issue of Vampirella, but I decided not to. Let's not get too far advanced in what we do. Plus, I've already gone on for 30 plus minutes at this point, and so I don't want to take any more of your valuable time, because I appreciate the fact that you're listening. And if you're reading any of these Valiant books, the ones that I've covered, the ones that I've talked about, the ones I haven't talked about, let me know. You can either email me at comicbookaddict@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter and tell me there. You can, my DMs are always open. So if you want, you don't want the world to know what you're going to say to me, that's fine. You can just send me a DM. That's great. My Twitter handle there is @ChrisParton. It's pretty easy. So do all that. That's great. Again, follow Dynamite Entertainment on Twitter and on Instagram to get some really cool previews of things coming out and things of that nature. If you're following me, you're probably getting and them at the same time. You might get a slightly inundated, but you know, with Dynamite stuff, but really, is there anything bad with that? So thank you all again for listening, and I will catch all of you in the next episode.